Just before dawn, on the morning of March 2nd, Carrie Barrett fixed herself a cup of coffee, put on her coat and mud boots, and headed out with Sue, her black and white border collie, to work in the orchard. 100 feet from the house, she almost stumbled into a giant crack in the earth.
And wasn't paying attention. It was that, you know, when it's just a little bit dark out still. And walked along and looked up just in time.
Overnight, a 35-foot section of pasture had collapsed into a 9-foot-deep sinkhole, as if someone had taken a knife and sliced open the ground, revealing layers of soil, rock, and a deep underground stream.
Yes, so that's when I first noticed it, but we knew up to that point that there was something very funny going on.
The Barrett's red barnwood chicken coop stands just a few feet away, the chickens milling around nervously inside. They watch as Carrie Barrett points to several new deep fissures forming in the pasture.
And now you can see, I don't know if you can see the dipping along here, so it's even a little larger than we thought.
An earthquake in very slow motion. Carrie Barrett and her husband Preston, a junior high school track coach, own this 16-acre farm located 10 miles west of the regional airport off Highway 12 in the village of Springtown, population 87. They purchased the land in 1997 for several reasons. A lovely historic 1875 farmhouse they've restored, named Old Girl, lots of rich tillable land, and plenty, plenty of water. Springtown's historic Big Spring, which is on their property, produces nearly 3.5 million gallons of cold, clear water per day, one of the largest springs in Benton County. It's fed by several underground streams flowing through an ancient karst limestone cave complex, emerging into a pond less than 20 feet from the farmhouse. Fat rainbow trout swirl through the crystal turquoise waters, and birds fly about. But the Barretts have also invested a small fortune working to restore and protect this remarkable watershed, including rebuilding an old stone retaining wall to prevent erosion.
Many years ago, when we first purchased the place, the old wall was crumbling, was falling into the spring, literally. And so we didn't know how to fix this thing. And in a conversation with someone, I was talking to U.S. Fish and Wildlife about some of the things going on in here and just asking questions. And she said, you know what? She goes, I think we may be able to help you with that. And so U.S. Fish and Wildlife, we got a grant to repair the wall. We put in our own monies as well. And so U.S. Fish and Wildlife came in here and helped to repair the wall. And then all the rest of the work we've done our own.
Big Springs are resurgent headwaters of Flint Creek, a tributary to the Illinois River. The spring's been carefully documented over the years by many scientists. The U.S. Geological Survey sampled the waters, which the family pipes into the house and filters as a domestic water source. Once it leaves the pool, the spring divides downstream into two rushing creeklets, stuffed with bright green watercress. But despite numerous requests by research scientists, as well as a former Benton County environmental agent, the town mayor is constructing a new paved road right next to Big Spring. It started a decade ago when Mayor Paul Lemke secured a general permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and later raised nearly $232,000 in grant funding to replace a hazardous low-water bridge on East Flint Creek, just west of the Barretts' property, with a new bridge. The old bridge connected Main Street to Aubrey Long Road past the Barrett Place to County Road 352, an east-west agricultural thoroughfare. To protect the spring from traffic disturbance, the Barretts offered to give the mayor land they owned to build an alternative route from the new bridge, curving north through a mostly vacated residential district. The mayor refused and eminent domained the Barretts to widen the road in front of their farm. The matter ended up in court-ordered mediation. In early 2012, the Barretts agreed to swap their old dirt road easement next to Big Spring, extending from the old bridge, as a buffer, deeding the city a strip of property they owned to widen the road just beyond. The route parallels the Barrett farm. New road construction commenced mid-February, but Carrie Barrett was not prepared for what happened next.
And so in order to get it ready for that, they had to bring out what's called a roller. And it has a vibrating, pounding action. And I'd never witnessed one of those before since we've been here. And from what I understood, when I called the county and was asking them why this machine was out here, they said that it's to make this smooth so that they can pave it. But the action went on for quite some time, And I don't recall the house ever shaking like that, but the whole house shook. And within about an hour of that piece of machinery being out here, not only was the house shaking, but I noticed plumes of mud coming out of the spring.
The labor and equipment provided at no cost by Benton County Road Department was preparing the road to be paved. But 2 weeks later, a source gas crew had to return to dig up and repair a line that had ruptured due to heavy activity, more big trucks.
So the backhoe kept digging. And a wonderful crew of people, by the way. I just have to put that in. They're really, really a good crew. So they dug down about 4 feet and across the road to the other side. They finally found the leak, and they did fix it. But while they were there, again, I felt the vibrations of the house, not nearly what they were when that big machine was out here. And then I noticed more mud coming out of the spring. And sometime in the middle of the night, the sinkhole. And first person I called was the person who would know about what's going on here, and that was Dr. Brahana.
Dr. John Van Brahana is a noted geologist and research hydrologist at the University of Arkansas Department of Geosciences. He showed up at the Barrett Farm later that day.
A lot of that work, the shaking seems to be a little more intense, probably shook some of the soil down, the weight of the overlying roof, the soil, the thin soil roof, it just caved in at that point in time. Would it have done it just from traffic? Possibly. Would it have done it from a heavy rain sometime? Possibly. But I think that the actual activity of those, the heavy earth moving equipment and so forth, probably triggered that. It had an impact on it.
Professor Brahana has been visiting the site for well over a decade, bringing students to study Big Spring as well as older, smaller sinkholes on the property. But this one gave way over a feeding stream into the spring.
It's in like a funnel. It's just broken down and in like a funnel. And that caused the spring to get muddy.
Any activity upstream, which the Barretts inadvertently learned after attempting to clean out their domestic water intake system in the pond, affects the spring's water quality downstream immediately. But within an hour after the collapse, the spring was running clear again.
It's a lovely setting, and it's been modified, and they rockwork around the margins to preserve the spring. And the landowners have been wonderful in trying to maintain the spring in its original, as close to original condition as possible.
Dr. Van Brahana said the Barrett Farm collapse is one of the largest sinkholes that's occurred in northwest Arkansas. Now, the mayor of Springtown has declined talking on the record for this report, but in an email response, he said he's building the road to code for paving to protect Big Spring from road sediment. And why did he choose to construct a paved route right next to Old Girl and Big Spring? He said it was the most cost-effective route. But the Barretts realized early on that this tiny watershed was significant, and ended up, they said, investing more than $30,000 defending it. As far back as the summer of 2000, documents from the director of Benton County Office of Environmental Affairs urged protection of Big Spring. Yet the mayor, for some reason that is not clear, persisted with the county's help.
Robert Kleinert, the Benton County Judge.
Benton County Judge Robert Kleinert says his crews routinely do road construction and grading within small rural city limits at no cost if those administrations don't have the necessary equipment. But Kleinert said he had not been told about any sinkhole until he got word from the Barretts a week later. So is the town mayor ultimately responsible for the sinkhole, or is the county?
If, and this is an if, see, if our equipment somehow can be attributed to causing the sinkhole, then probably we would take care of it, the county. As far as the city being responsible for some of it, I just don't know. We haven't gotten to that point.
In late February, a Tampa, Florida man perished when a sinkhole collapsed in the middle of the night beneath his bedroom. His body's not been recovered from the 30-foot deep pit, and the house site is too unstable for rescuers to enter. The house was demolished a few days later. Arkansas hydrogeologist Van Brahana believes the Barretts home is not at risk of collapse because research indicates it's sited on top of heavy bedrock. But the sinkhole needs to be fixed, and soon.
If you just put dirt back in, it's very likely going to happen again if you don't use some heavier cobbles and blocks of dirt.
The Barretts are asking the county or city, whoever is responsible for the sinkhole, to fix it and to stop any more construction on the roadway. This is not the first natural disaster experienced by the Barrett family, by the way. In 1986, they were forced to flee an avalanche of snow next to their home in Lake Tahoe, a slide which completely filled an 80-foot gorge nearby, sparing their house. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.